Did you know that Parkinson's disease is the fastest growing neurological disorder in the world? And it now affects more people than multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, and ALS combined. So what happens when Parkinson's medications stop working the way they used to? Let's talk through a real case. Today we have a 62-year-old gentleman. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease 12 years ago. His first symptom was that classic resting tremor in his right hand. And for years, he did great on levodopa, which is the gold standard therapy. But now, he's taking the medicine 6 times a day, and it only lasts for a few hours before it wears off. And he's having what we call these dramatic on and off fluctuations. When the medicine works, he moves really well. But when it doesn't, he's stiff, slow, and the tremor starts again. And on top of all of that, all this high doses of medications are causing something called dyskinesias, which are involuntary movements that can be just as disabling. On physical examination, he's sharp cognitively, he's independent, he's motivated, his MRI of his brain is normal, and most importantly, he still responds to levodopa. It just doesn't last. So here's the question I have for you in today's case study. When the medicines aren't enough, is there something else that we can do to help a patient like this? Let me know what you think in the comment section, and I'll go through the whole case tomorrow.